here tonight, good spot. Good evening, sir.
Is this the place?
Yes, sir. This is the place. Go straight in, sir.
The opening night of a new club, the Comedy Store, full of the fashionable and the mildly intoxicating.
The Comedy Store, it's the place where it all began. It was the benchmark to how well you were doing. The standard was really high. You were in the West End. They paid quite a lot of money for their ticket. That's sort of like the badge of honour. You play the Comedy Store. And once you've done that, you can phone a promoter up and he goes, so who are you playing? I do the store regularly. Oh, okay. Straight in the diary. Because Don don't have shit on his stage.
I'll do you, sunshine.
And for those that don't know, Don...
Don was an assassin for the Mafia for many years, but then his bottle went, a bit like window cleaning.
Don't you feel you're exploiting them?
Not at all. How can I be exploiting people when I'm charging just £3 to come in?
He was killing people, but he wasn't killing them properly. He was injuring them. So he decided to go into comedy.
So many people, 50% useless, 25%...
With comedy, when we moved into it, the continual expression banded around was it's a marathon, not a sprint. And the reality is you get a few laughs one night and then a week later you go back to a different club and then it sort of fails and you go, oh, maybe I was wrong. You've got to do hundreds and hundreds of these, hours and hours of it. And you've got to do lots of bad ones as well. You've got to make quite a lot of mistakes. And you know when you make those mistakes, you pay for them.
Mickey Flanagan, come on!
When the Comedy Store phone up and they say, are you ready for an open spot? You better be at that point when you're going to have 400 people properly invested. If you don't come out and do it in your first 5 minutes, you ain't going back there for a long time. These signs I keep seeing in the middle of the road, police, slow. I mean, that is not strictly true, is it? But some of them can read and write, can't they? It's a little bit horrible, that.
I went too early and died a terrible death at the Comedy Store.
There is something a bit different about me, and that is that, you know, I went to university in the end, when I got myself a degree in the social sciences, which was nice. You're not impressed, are you? Why not? First person from Bethnal Green to actually do this.
And I spoke to John Wald on the Tuesday, and he said, how do you think it went? And I said, it went absolutely terrible. He said, you are correct. If you want to come down, I'll tell you why it was so terrible. And I said, I sort of know.
Have we got any Kilmore fans in?
So I don't really want to hear it. I said, but I'm going to tell you to right here and there one day, I will be working weekends at the Comedy Store.
Come on, my love, don't upset yourself. Can't argue with that, can you?
And he said, I hope so, and put the phone down. And I knew then that I wouldn't make that sort of mistake again. So you're doing versions of that the rest of your life. Don't go too early on big things.
What I didn't tell you was that Mickey was doing what we call the open spot at the Comedy Store. He wasn't paid, hasn't been here before. First time he's been here, I think he deserves a round of applause.
And then Mark Thomas sort of went on after me and I watched him go out and sort of boss it. And I sort of just said to Mark, what do you think happened there? And he sort of said, oh, they didn't trust you. And that's one of those penny drop moments. It took them about 5 minutes to work it out, because for a while they were thinking, is it us or is it him? Is it us or is it him? No, it is him. He's not very good, is he? Someone let him know. Get off! That's the way it works. It's not an easy process, comedy. It's very raw and difficult, certainly in the early stages when you're just saying things, throwing things out there.
Comedians have to come out with brand new material. You know, the Rolling Stones had to come out with brand new material every time they toured that was as good as their last tour. They might have toured twice.
Mickey worked insanely hard on building up the material for all of those tours. In 2016, he knew he was going to go and stage another tour. But to do that, you've got to go right back to square one, to all those clubs you started in 20 years ago.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please, welcome on the stage, Mr. Mickey Flanagan.
So imagine that. Every couple of years, you're restarting your career, going right back to the beginning.
I knew this was going to be the tough one. It went without saying to start literally from scratch. Nothing from that I had hung over from the past or from old ideas.
It's what we call a work in progress show. This is due to the fact that I've got no material. I haven't done stand-up for 2 years. It's fucking hard coming. I've got to wait to get into it. I've got to fucking... Who's been seeing me before?
Yes.
Can you see how all over the place I am?
Yeah.
That's fair enough. I don't know what I'm fucking doing.
The one thing that's come back to me throughout this whole process is how much stage time you need to write a show. It's an awful lot of stage time.
I don't know how many people take drugs in the UK, but enough for it to be a major issue that everyone just ignores. You know, and what's happened now, I'm going to tell you a little bit. When I was, during the 80s, you had a house party. It was a house party. It was fucking mental. People had gone for 2 days. People would, you know, just come in, double drop.
You taking E on Strictly, that came out of the riffing, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what you get. You get little kernels, little nuggets where you can go, oh, there might be something in there.
These dance shows.
Hey.
Yeah. The girls loving that fucking
rubbish. You should go on that.
I've been asked to go on it. Yes. Yeah. I'm only going to do it if I can do an E just before the... I'm a celeb now. I didn't want to be a celeb. What sort of a maniac wants to be a celeb? I know I'm a celeb because they keep phoning me up. Do I want to go on this show, that show? They said to me, would I like to go on Strictly? I said, oh, come on, but only if we can have an ecstasy night. Everybody's got a double drop, don't fuck about. At some point, maybe in a year's time, when this is eventually on tour, you'll be able to come along and go, oh, he's kept that back in, he did, he dropped that bit, back in. You'll have to tell your friends and go, oh, I mean, I saw this when it was a bit shit. It's always hard writing new material. It seems almost impossible when you start out. And on along the way, you have to learn this other thing.
You can have the best material in the world, but unless you control the room in the first place, you've got nothing. That's stagecraft, and it takes years to master.
Right, so here we are, up the creek, Greenwich. I haven't played here for 10 years, maybe more. It was a comedy club that I played 4 years after eventually getting in, which is a club you had to get in because it's one of the best comedy clubs in the world, I would say. Because this is a big, loud, rowdy club. Say you walked straight on and started doing material, they're not listening yet. The first thing you've got to do is sort of lean into them right out here. Hello, mate, you all right? Christ, you've done your hair, forgot to bring it out with you. You know, if I had a nose like that, I wouldn't underline it. You know, all the, these are not the jokes I used to use, by the way. I'm trying to give you some examples. You know, these are the sort of things you used to say to me. Just to establish control. Within the first few minutes, I would start to just ease my way back. Because if you're here, and someone shouts out, heard it, get off, or whatever, you're shit! You've then got to turn around and find out who did it. No, you really are shit! So if you're back here, they know there's a chance you could see them say it. Fuck off! In which case, you would attack. Are you gay? That was, you got that occasionally. You're not funny! I've died at this club. I made the terrible mistake of coming here on a Sunday night, which was the really tough night. Malcolm Hardy, who runs the place, would let anybody go on. And my friends sort of went up to Malcolm and said, oh, my mate's doing a bit of comedy. Can he go on, Malcolm? And, you know, Malcolm said, well, yeah, of course you can. You're another bloke coming up there. Let's have a big round of applause. Might be good, might be shit. Who knows? After my first bit, someone went, ha, ha, ha. And that's a nasty one. Malcolm! Can we get this bloke a cab? And he got on, he went, whoa, fucking hell, bit chasey, right? Anyway, bit shit, never mind, got another act for you. Next! It was a great comedy club.
Your shirt's too short. Woman said that to me once. And the reality was, it was too short. I knew it when I left the house.
But what essentially you're saying to the audience in a great big way is I'm entitled to be here. And you will listen to me.